In today's podcast, we learn to be careful with the conscience of our weaker brothers and sisters. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, I remember when I first came to Christ, I was not only radical in faith and my surrender to Him, but I sought out every, jot and tittle of the law, and I worked to align my life to it. I want it to be perfect, as the word says God calls us to in Matthew. As our Creator is holy, right, we should be perfect. However, I operated in a way that lived out Scripture, not according to God's commandments for holy Christian living, but according to elements of the law of Moses that I understood, things that made me nervous about doing, and according to strict adherence to a code of ethics that I was handed down from some in the Christian culture. In my mind, doing all of these things was the way that I pleased God and earned the free grace that Christ bought for me. I mean, that's the height of legalism, right? Believing you can obey your way to heaven, like the Pharisees mistakenly tried to do. Now, in 1 Corinthians 8 today, Paul gives us a reminder that it comes down to faith and life with the Spirit. He opens the chapter up saying, essentially, here's what he says. Now, concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. So Paul, before he gets to the subject, which may seem odd to us regarding food offered to idols, he talks about knowledge and pride. And I love the statement he makes warning us about our knowledge, right? Basically saying true humility is having the knowledge that you don't yet know enough. The weaker believe that they have the knowledge, right? That they have what they need, right? While the stronger know that they do not yet possess as they truly need. This I have personally found to be very true, as I, being young in my faith, would so strongly point to others and say, how can you do, X, Y, or Z? Now, I may not have always said it out of my mouth, but I definitely shouted it in my heart. I didn't yet have the love part of the knowledge that built up instead of the knowledge that's just puffing up. Now, Paul now walks us through the real truth of idolatry and the food offered to idols, in that, idols, they don't exist, and therefore there is no sin in eating the food that's offered to them. But the key of this passage is found in each believer recognizing their conscience in relation to that of their brother and sister's conscience. Paul describes the stronger brother in this scenario as the one who has this understanding that there is no sin in this act, specifically here of eating food offered to idols. And then the weaker one being the one who, because of their experiences, believe it's a sin. Maybe they have a past with, idolatry, and that's a stronghold of theirs. Now, though it's not actually a sin, right? I mean, sin, let's be clear, idolatry is a sin, but eating the food offered to the idols is the thing that's not a sin. So they're struggling in that regard. So they're weaker in their conscience to that. So now, truly, the stronger brother could say to the weaker one, hey, grow up. You're believing a lie. This is not a sin. Be free now, brother. Right? That sounds like something that I would even say. But however, that is far from the counsel that Paul gives in 1 Corinthians 8. He says, and here he says, but take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. Now wait, pause for a second. What right is he talking about? The right to eat the food that's offered to idols. And why do you have that right? Because you are aware that it's not a sin. So he's telling you, he's telling them, you know, don't embrace the right to eat freely. And why? Why he says, here, I'll read it again. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who has knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged if his conscience is weak to eat food offered to idols? And our first thought would be like, well, yeah, because we're trying to show him that it's not a sin. But he's talking about his conscience here. This is where he's bringing up his conscience. His conscience being weak is the thing that's leading him to believe he shouldn't eat that. So that's the point. Here we go. We'll continue. And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. Thus, sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. So he's going as far as to say that if it's me eating this food, like if it's just a steak, forget about even talking about offering it up to idols. If there's just meat, right? If there's just meat, that me eating it would make my brother stumble, he says, I will never eat meat again. Why? Because he loves his brother. Because that love is the thing that's building up. Not the fact that he has knowledge that he's free to eat it, but that he loves his brother more than that. Paul is saying, while the food isn't a sin for you, leading your brother to go against his conscience is. But why? I believe it's because it is through the strengthening of one's conscience that the Holy Spirit develops our ears to hear his continual leadership. If we go against our conscience while weak, we lessen the chance that it grows to a place of strength that would truly allow us to live in not only joyous freedom, right? That's what we're chasing after. That's what we're trying to lead others into. Not only that joyous freedom with the Lord, but in accordance to the call of holiness that the Spirit would continue to lead us in daily, we miss out on the strengthening that the Spirit is trying to do. You guys, but this is not the responsibility of the weak. This is the responsibility that Paul is laying on the stronger, right? Because we know better. And we must live in such a way that allows the weaker to go on the journey that the Lord has laid out for them without our refining experience hindering theirs. Parents who know better than to spoil their children understand the value of facing difficulty in order to grow in perseverance and character. Like, that's why we don't want to overindulge our children. In the same way, weaker brothers and sisters need to face the challenges of their conscience being immature. And as the Spirit would develop them, be able to grow as he would lead in similar ways that the stronger have been able to. It sounds unfair for the free and more mature Christian, but Jesus never called us to a fair life, but to a submitted one. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. And so should you be. Let us pray that the Lord would help us discern these opportunities to step back and let the immature grow as he leads, and not simply according to our current understanding of a life surrendered to Jesus. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we desperately need you to lead us in this. Lord God, we need your Spirit that would guide us, that would show us in each and every moment where you're calling us to surrender our right to just do as we please, to do as we are free. Help us to see the needs of our brothers and sisters. Help us to understand, Lord God, where they are in relation to you. Help us to listen long enough to hear their heart that's pursuing you and to hear your voice that directs us. Lord God, we just want to be your instruments of grace and mercy and love in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Would you help us? We thank you in advance. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Hope it's blessed you. I know it can be a challenge to do this thing, but that's why we have the Spirit. That's why we so desperately need him, because it's hard, y'all. Go be about what God's called you to today and let the Spirit lead you. Be blessed and be a blessing.